This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. I-70 traffic rerouted through Northwest Colorado for most of the day Monday because of a commercial vehicle tractor-trailer accident in Glenwood Canyon. The cab of the truck flipped over the guardrail, then others crashed trying to avoid that accident. Always check road conditions at codetrip.org before heading out. Steamboat Springs Post Office still doesn't have a custodian, and employees have been doing what they can and when they can. Paula Black says she's a concerned citizen who lives in Steamboat Springs.
A bunch of us got together and we were having conversations, and with everybody I talked to, I said the post office is a mess, we need to do something. And everyone said, yes, we need to do something.
Black asked around, got some friends and Rotarians to clean up the post office on Saturday.
We're sweeping, we're vacuuming, and we're dusting the windowsills and the heaters where they're not falling apart. We're taking out the trash and the recycles.
Black and her friends plan to try to clean up the local post office at least twice a week until a custodian could be hired. 2022 property tax notices for Rout County residents are in the mail. You can pay in full by April 30th or in two equal installments, the first of which is due February 28th. Moffat County property tax notices are expected to go out sometime this week. The Brown Ranch Annexation Committee will hold meetings every 2 weeks starting this Wednesday, February 1st. They are from 9 to noon in the conference room at Centennial Hall on 10th Street. They're going to be held through June 21st. A bill that would boost the agriculture workforce has passed the House Ag, Water, and Natural Resources Committee by a vote of 12 to 1. That bill would provide financial incentives to farmers and ranchers and those in the ag business to hire interns that would get hands-on training, which would help in a future career in agriculture. Representative Megan Lukens sponsored the ag bill.
Our bipartisan bill works to train, educate, and uplift the next generation of agricultural workers through hands-on interns. And trainings.
Representative Lukens and Senator Dylan Roberts have also both been appointed to the Colorado Tourism Office Board of Directors. Moffat County Libraries would like your opinion on how to serve the community better. There's a QR code on the flyer that's on our social media, and there's a link on the community calendar page on our website. You can check out all of the upcoming events in the Yampa Valley on that community calendar. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.